Hello there, everyone.
I'm Rob, a producer on the Black Country Talking News, and this week's edition is for the 21st of September, 2022.
Hello. And welcome to the Black Country Talking News, brought to you by the sight loss charity Beacon Centre. We're pleased to confirm that the Talking News is now available via Alexa. Once you've enabled the Talking Newspapers skill, all you need to do is play Talking Newspapers and ask for the Black Country Talking News. Our Talking News service is also available via the free Wireless for the Blind app. It can be found on the Beacon Centre website, www.beaconvision.org/talking-news. As a podcast via services such as Apple or Spotify, or as a free CD, simply contact Beacon Centre on 01902 880 111. We hope you enjoy this week's edition.
Thank you, Christine. This week's edition of Black Country Talking News is a special magazine edition. Our normal service will resume next week. Coming up, we have an article about the changes we can come to expect following the passing of Queen Elizabeth II. We have information about Beacon's on-call service. Details from Dudley Council regarding direct payments for those who need care and support. Information about the Works for Me project, designed to help people with visual impairments find work. With the latest football news, a 10-day workout, the weather, the return of Sounds of Nature, an article about how our local canals can help with well-being, and we finish with an audio description of the artist Bruegel's famous work, Landscape with the Four of Icarus. I hope you enjoy this week's magazine edition of the Black Country Talking News.
TNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
This is Vivian with an article written by Heather. September's death of Queen Elizabeth II heralds not only national mourning, but a change in many aspects of daily life. The Queen died at the age of 96, just 6 months after celebrating her Platinum Jubilee earlier this year. She became Queen in February 1952 at the age of 25, following the death of her father, King George VI. Her coronation took place in June 1953. She became the longest-serving British monarch several years ago, when she passed Queen Victoria's previous record of 63 years on the throne. Queen Elizabeth was also the world's second longest serving monarch, with her reign only exceeded by Louis XIV of France. Louis was King of France for 72 years, ascending to the throne when he was just 4 years old. Elizabeth's 70 years as Queen mean that most of the British population have known no other monarch during their lifetime. Estimates have suggested that 85% of the population have known no one else on the throne. In those 70 years, the Queen, and all of us, have seen enormous changes in society, lifestyle, work, culture, politics, and international relations. From the end of rationing in 1954, through to the swinging 60s, from decimalisation and the economic crises of the 1970s, to the loads of money 1980s, and to the start of a new century, the changes have been dramatic. As we now enter the reign of King Charles III, we wait to see how the monarchy and our lives continue to change. Some of the everyday changes we can expect include a new face on coins, banknotes, and stamps. Also, of course, the words of the national anthem will change to God Save the King. Existing stamps and currency will remain in use, but new versions will carry Charles' head, and traditionally he will be pictured facing the opposite way to his predecessor, the Queen. Also, in time, any new post boxes will carry Charles' crest instead of his mother's. At the age of 73, King Charles III will undoubtedly have a shorter reign than his mother. Born in November 1948, he celebrates his 74th birthday later this year, and he has already entered the history books as the oldest person to ascend the British throne. Prince William now becomes first in line to the throne, followed by his son Prince George, who is second in line. Assuming nothing happens to change the line of succession, this means that most of us are unlikely to see a queen on the British throne again in our lifetimes.
TNF Soundings.
Coming up now, we find out more about Beacon's on-call service.
Feeling vulnerable, lonely, or just need to talk? We're here for you. Call 01902 880 111. If you are feeling alone and in need of someone to talk to, we can help. The Beacon Centre and our partners Dudley Mind offer a free befriending service designed especially for older people who might be feeling lonely. You'll receive regular contact from one of our trained and DBS-checked volunteers who will be matched with you based on common interests. They can offer friendship and support, someone to talk to and help you access services that may benefit you. While COVID-19 restrictions are in place, our service is telephone-based, but we can also offer home visits when it is safe to do so. Anyone who lives in Dudley Borough or is registered with a Dudley GP and is over the age of 65 can sign up to receive support. To find out more, or if you would like to become a volunteer caller, please email referrals@beaconvision.org or ring 01902 880 111 Mondays to Fridays.
Up now, we hear from Dudley Council, who provide us information regarding direct payments for those who need care and support.
A direct payment through Dudley Council is all about supporting you and your needs. If you are over the age of 18 and have care or support needs, you can be eligible for a direct payment. To start things off, you can request a social care assessment. You can either do this online through Dudley Council's website, www.dudley.gov.uk, or through Dudley Adults online portal, adultsocialcare.dudley.gov.uk. Alternatively, you can call the Council's Adult Social Care team on 0300 555 0055. Once confirmed, the assessment takes place. Through our first conversations, the council will look at and discuss with you all your specific care and support needs. Calculate what the council will pay, what your contribution might be, and once your support budget is agreed, a support plan is also then agreed by the social worker and you. It is your support plan after all. There are three ways you can control your direct payments. The first way is to have a prepaid card. You can receive a prepaid card and pay for support by phone or internet banking, including standing orders and direct debit. It's very easy and convenient to use and reduces time spent on completing financial information for the council, so you can spend as much time as possible having a great life in Dudley. Another option is Manage Payroll Service. If you are not able to manage direct payments through the prepaid card or would prefer not to take on the full administrative responsibilities associated with making payments, you will be offered an option of Manage Payroll. This may sound complicated, but if you think this option might be best for you, your social worker will explain this. The next option is through your bank account. In some circumstances, the council may agree to a separate bank account to manage your direct payments. If this is required, social workers and the direct payment support team at the council will discuss the process with you for submitting regular, detailed monitoring information when requested. Alternatively, you can choose to have someone else manage your direct payments, such as a family member or a friend. You might choose to employ your own personal assistant. You can even choose a family member or a friend, but here's an important bit. You can do this as long as the person you choose to support you, your personal assistant, doesn't live in the same household as you. If you do employ a personal assistant, your social worker will explain your options and support you to make sure all the relevant steps are followed. Here's another important thing to remember. Direct payments do not affect your benefit. The Department of Work and Pensions do not take direct payments into account when they are assessing benefits because they are not classed as income. As long as it matches the needs in your support plan, you can choose how you spend your direct payment. This can include things like personal care, involvement in social, leisure, sport, educational, training, or employment activities, or even short breaks. You will need to update the council on how the money has been spent every 3 months. For example, showing your receipts. But support will be on hand if you have any questions, concerns, or if you need to make any changes to your plan. Direct payments give you more flexibility, choice, and management over your care and support. If you would like more information or further support with applying for a direct payment, please visit Dudley Council's website, Dudley Adults Online Portal, or call the Council's Adult Social Care Team. A direct payment through Dudley Council is all about supporting you and your needs.
I started direct payments in around July 2021 and it's been really good. My life loads easier.
I'm on a cup of tea.
My PA is really good, she's really helpful. She just gets stuck in and my little boy gets on with her really good as well.
Being partially blind, I need to be the eyes of Zoe and help her as much as I can in the best way as I can. I absolutely love the job, I have got to say. It's not like working for someone, it's like being part of a family.
Before we had the PI, I couldn't take him on my own to school. So we always had to do like try and find somebody to take him, or if I wanted to go somewhere, I had to try and find somebody to take me. But obviously now I've got my PI over, so I just book it in and I can go and do what I want to do. And go shopping when I want to go shopping.
I found out about the actual PI job through a family friend. Zoe got me to hers for an interview. She told me what it entailed, how many hours a week it was. It was all good and I'm really happy with the job that I've got.
It's good to be able to like pick when and what you want to do rather than having to fit around everybody else. The direct payments has allowed me to experience stuff with my boy that I weren't able to experience before on my own. I know it's like a bit nerve-wracking asking for help or admitting that you need help, but it is good once you get to like the end of the process and everything's set up. And then like, the ball's in your own court then and you can get on with your own life.
For more information about direct payments and getting started, visit Dudley Council's website.
Coming up next, we hear about the Works For Me partnership between the Thomas Pocklington Trust and recruitment consultants Michael Page. This is a service to help blind and visually impaired people find work.
TNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
This is Alastair Hutton with an article by Heather about the Works For Me project. Help for blind and partially sighted job seekers is now available thanks to an initiative called Works For Me that brings together a leading charity and a major recruitment agency. Thomas Pocklington Trust, TPT, has launched a partnership with recruitment company Michael Page to match blind and partially sighted job seekers to job vacancies. One of the key aims of TPT is to help blind and partially sighted people to develop skills and offers advice on getting into work, navigating the job market, or furthering candidates' careers. The scheme will refer people who want to start, restart, or progress their careers to a specialist team at Michael Page, which will then work with the candidates to match them to available roles. Jeff Page, head of employment at TPT, said, "We support blind and partially sighted job seekers to get into or return to work, offering professional advice on how best to showcase skills and abilities throughout the application process. This partnership will create a direct link for those that we support to the job market and signpost them to live opportunities that fit their skill sets." Ollie Thorne, a senior manager in Michael Page's Diversity, Equity and Inclusion Client Solutions team, said, "We contacted TPT as we were interested in meeting people who are struggling to get into work. We are passionate about helping people into work and want to ensure job opportunities are open for people with sight loss. Our team is made up of people who have a whole range of backgrounds, including disability, so we understand the challenges people face when getting into employment. To find out more about the Works for Me program online, go to tnflink.uk/119. That's tnflink.uk/119.
TNS Soundings.
Coming up next on this magazine edition of the Blackcountry Talking News, we have the latest football news. Wolves endured a torrid afternoon as they sunk to a deserved 3-0 loss at home to Manchester City. They made the worst possible start when Jack Grealish handed City the lead in less than a minute, before Erling Haaland netted with 15 minutes to double their advantage. Wolves' afternoon became much harder when Nathan Collins was handed a straight red card for a terrible high boot on Grealish, but the hosts saw the game through until half-time. After the break, they actually got into much better attacking positions, but once again could not find the final pass or finish. Inevitably, City got out of first gear and found a third goal when Phil Foden's neat flick found the bottom corner. In the story of the season so far, Wolves flattered to deceive and never really came close to making a dent on City's defence, as they limped to a convincing defeat. Speaking after the game, Wolves boss Bruno Lage said, "I see good signs, that's the most important thing. There's not many teams in the world with 10 men that can do what we did against this top team. My players are brave and confident. We made some mistakes, especially the way we conceded the goals, but with 10 against 11, there was one period where we looked very good. Especially in the second half, we came to play with a good mentality to play the game that we needed to play." Albion put in a marked response to claim a point at high-flying Norwich City as the wait for just a second championship win goes on. Steve Bruce's men had to settle for just a point when they arguably deserved more, having led for much of the contest through Dario Shea's 9th-minute header. Norwich finally found an equaliser through a goal stacked with fortune as left-back Sam Bryan diverted a Timu Pukki strike beyond a wrong-footed David Button from 6 yards. Albion appealed the awarding of the goal strongly, claiming a handball, but the goal was given. The Baggies were denied what looked at a clear penalty for a foul on John Swift in the first half and enjoyed the better chances than the Canaries, who went into the clash with 6 league wins on the spin. Still, however, despite the rarity this season of going ahead for just the second time in 10 games, Albion were unable to see the 3 points home. And another draw, a 7th in 10, sees the Baggies drop a place to 21st, and Bruce's side could have found themselves in the bottom three if Middlesbrough had won. That is the stark reality of the league table, and just 1 league victory in 10. Speaking after the game, Baggies gaffer Bruce said, "At the end of the day, we haven't had enough wins. They're crucial things. Norwich have gone and won 5 or 6 and got to where they want to be, and that's what we've got to do. I'm sure we've got the ingredients to do it. When the winter draws in, I'm convinced we'll be there or thereabouts. I know it's a hard job, but big decisions have cost us. Ultimately, if we don't win games, I get my head chopped off. The big key decisions you need to get right. Their goal and the penalty have cost us. I'm being genuinely honest. We slightly changed the way we've been playing. We dropped Swifty into an 8 and played on the counter-attack. Our pace was a worry for them. I'm disappointed for them because we deserve to win it, and I've said that too many times. We've got to stick with it, and hopefully it'll turn. There's a long winter ahead. Are you ready to get moving? Well, let's hope so, because up now, we have the 10-today workout.
Hello everyone, this is 10 Today, a 10-minute set of exercises to do at home to help keep yourself active. Before we get to today's presenter, a couple of housekeeping points to note. The 10 Today project is funded by the Big Lottery and Sport England, and when you're doing the exercises, it's important that you don't push yourself too far, and by taking part, you agree to 10 Today's terms and conditions. You can read these terms and conditions at tnflink.uk/10T, and the 10T is the digit 1, the digit 0, and the letter T. And please remember that you agree to take part at your own risk. Today's exercises are brought to you by Mary, and here she is.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to 10 Today, Series 2, Session Number 10. These are short, 10-minute physical activity routines which will get you moving and stretching. They're great for your health, including boosting your mood. And very importantly, they're designed to support your everyday movements, your functional fitness, your flexibility, balance and mobility, such as when you have to reach up, turn, bend down and so on. These simple routines will help you with that. Just take them at your own pace. There are plenty of options. If an exercise feels too much, then just take it easy and have a break. All the exercises can be done either standing up or sitting down. Just do whatever feels good for you today. When lifting your arms or knees, only go as far as is comfortable. If you have any problems with your knees or hips, take care not to twist them during the movements. When lifting your arms or knees, only go as far as is comfortable. And if you have any problems with your knees or hips, take care not to twist them during the movements. It can also help to pull in your tummy when you're bending your back. And just breathe normally throughout these activities. We want you all to do these activities safely. You are responsible for monitoring how you're feeling throughout the sessions. And if you feel any discomfort or pain, for example, if you feel unwell or dizzy or experience palpitations, then please stop and seek medical advice. Please remember, you agree to take part at your own risk. If you're remaining seated, it would be ideal if you can use a hard chair, preferably one without arms, such as a dining chair, that you can sit upright in with a straight back and your feet flat on the floor. If you're standing, just step your feet hip-width apart, relax your shoulders and take a good strong stance. And you might want to have a sturdy chair nearby to hold on to sometimes for balance. We hope you enjoy 10 Today. So we're going to start with a warm-up. You're just going to quickly tap or pat different parts of your body. So briefly tap along each arm, one at a time, in different places. Your upper arm, your forearm and your wrist. And do the same on both arms. Then pat the top of both legs, just quickly tapping up and down your legs in various places towards your knees for a few seconds. Great, you should be nicely warmed up now and ready to move. So the first exercise is trace the glow. Lean forwards and lower your arms down in front of your legs. Now swing both arms up and out to the left, going clockwise in a semicircle until they're above your head. Push your arms right up in the air before swinging them down on that same left side, back in front of your legs. Do a couple more on your left side, swinging both arms out and up, pushing them high up above your head and back down again. That's good. Now, change direction to the right. So start with your arms in front of your legs, then sweep them out and up, going anti-clockwise this time to make the semicircle. Push both arms up above your head and swing them back down to your legs. And again, just do a few more of these on the right side. Try keeping your shoulders back and your vertical arms straight if you can. This is really good for your back, arms, shoulders and core. Next up is gently rocking. So in the usual start position, feet hip width apart and shoulders relaxed, lift both arms to shoulder height and bend your elbows so that one is pointing to the left and one right, like butterfly wings. Now roll your shoulders backwards, letting your arms naturally follow the movement. If you're standing, you can bend your knees slightly at the same time. Keep the movements nice and slow. Now lean forward slightly and keep rolling your shoulders slowly backwards in that position. Then twist your upper body to the right for two more rolls. And finally, twist to the left and do two rolls on that side. Try making the movements a bit wider and lean a bit deeper if you can. This is another good one for your arms, shoulders and core. The next one is called Row Deeper. So you're back on the river for this one. So with your feet hip width apart, lean forwards as far as you can. And if you're standing, bend your knees as low as is comfortable. If you're sitting, go as low as you can into that lean. Then stretch both arms out in front of you with your palms down. Keep your arms a few inches apart and at shoulder height. And make two fists as if you're grasping the oars. Now pull your arms and upper body back in that strong rowing motion. So repeat that same flowing movement. Lean forwards, bend low, stretch out your arms, gripping those oars again, and then pull your arms back. Just do a few more of these now. Try pulling back a bit further into your shoulder if you can. This really helps your arms, legs, shoulders and core. Well done. Now it's time for setting sun. This is another nice flowing movement to work your upper body and hips. Hold both your arms out in front of your chest, keeping them relaxed with your elbows slightly bent. Now twist to the right, keeping your feet facing forwards. Then move your arms side by side to slowly make a big figure of eight shape in the air with your hands, as if the eight is on its side in front of you. Just keep going, making that figure of eight shape in a continuous flowing movement, keeping it nice and slow. Do a few facing the right side, and then twist to the left, and do a few movements on the left side. You're doing exactly the same, just slowly making a continuous figure of eight shape in the air. Keep going. Try to keep your arms high and make a wider figure if you can. This is good for your arms, shoulders, chest and back, and your hip rotation too. That's great. The next one is called Calm the Ground. Twist your upper body to the right, keeping your feet still and facing forwards. Raise both your arms to just below chest height, bending your elbows so they face out behind you and your palms are facing down. Now push your arms slowly down from your shoulders as if you're pressing towards the floor. If you're standing, bend your knees as far as is comfortable, and if you're sitting, you can press down through your toes. Then relax your arms and raise them up towards your chest as you straighten up. Do a few more of these on the right side. That's good. Then turn to the left and do the same on that side. So push your arms slowly downwards from your shoulders, relax and raise up, and then push back down again. Keep going for a couple more times. Try to have straight arms and pull back your wrists if you can. This is good for your arms, wrists and hip rotation too. Next up, it's go low to repel. You need to flex your arm muscles and lunge forward for this one. Start by holding your right arm out to the side with your elbow bent and forearm pointing upwards to make a right angle. Clench your fist and flex the muscles in your arm. Then, still flexed, move your arm to the middle in front of your face and at the same time, step your right foot forward, bending your knee if you're standing. Then step back as you push your arm back out to the side. Now switch to the left-hand side and do that same movement. So make a right angle out to the side with your left arm, elbow bent. Flex your muscles and clench your fist. And in that position, bring your arm into the centre as you step forward with your left foot. Keep going with this movement, alternating between left and right. So that's left arm and left foot forward, and then right arm and right foot forward. Try to keep your arms high and take a deeper lunge forward if you can. This is good for your chest, shoulders and core. Next up is look deeper. This movement is slightly different if you're standing or sitting. If you're standing, bend your knees as low as is comfortable. Hold your arms out in front of you, loosely bent at the elbows, then straighten back up. And repeat this a few more times. If you're sitting and able to lift your bottom slightly, then rise a small way from the chair with your arms out in front of you and then lower back down. If you're not able to rise from the chair, then move your feet forward instead. Lean forward and press down through your feet to feel a contraction in your legs. So if you're standing, bend your knees, go as low as you can and slowly rise back up. And if you're sitting, rise slightly from your chair or you press down through your feet. Keep going a few more times. Try keeping your arms high if you can. This is good for your shoulders, arms, legs and core. Well done. Now it's time for settle back. Start with your feet a little bit wider apart and toes pointing slightly out. This is great for working your inner thighs. If you're standing, bend your knees and at the same time, lift your arms out to each side. Then straighten up as you lower your arms back down. Just do a few more of these. If you're sitting, lean forward slightly. Press through your feet and lift your arms out to each side at the same time. Then straighten up as you lower your arms again. So keep going. Arms up to the sides as you squat down or lean forwards, and arms down as you straighten up. Try to keep your arms high and bend or lean a little bit lower if you can. This is good for your legs and your core. Now it's full flight. This is another one that's good for your legs and inner thighs. Raise your arms to each side again, but this time stretch out your right leg and tap your foot to the side as your arms come up. Then step back as you lower your arms. Now swap feet. So step forward with your left leg and tap the foot out to the side as you raise your arms. Step back again as you lower your arms. Carry on for a few more, alternating your feet from left to right and tapping each foot out to the side. Try to tap out a bit further if you can. This is really good for your arms and your core. And the final exercise is rise high. This movement is slightly different again if you're standing or sitting. If you're standing, bend your knees as far as is comfortable. Hold your arms out in front of you, loosely bent at the elbows. Hold that position briefly, then straighten back up. Go low again. Hold, come back up, and then repeat this movement a few times more. If you're sitting and able to lift up from the chair with your arms out in front, then rise as high as you can and lower back down. Another option if you're sitting is to press down through your feet instead, so just do whichever feels comfortable. So whether sitting or standing, you're lowering down and rising back up. Try not to move your knees further forward than your toes. Just do that a couple more times, going low and rising high. If you can, hold the position for a bit longer. This is really good for your legs, core, and your hip movement. That's all the exercises done. Well done. So we're just going to finish with a quick shake to cool down. So raise both arms up above your head towards the ceiling and just briefly wave your hands and arms in the air. Then lift one leg slightly from the floor if you can. Shake it out in the air for a second or two. Raise the other leg and shake that one too. Or you can just shake your upper body instead. So that's the end of the session. Great work, everyone. We hope you enjoyed it. Doing 10 today just three times a week can have positive benefits for your physical health and improve your well-being too. It's short, it's fun, and you'll simply feel better. So do keep going.
Oh, that was a workout. Up now, we have to find out what the weather has in store for us. The weather for the week ahead looks to be a mixed bag. Temperatures will be hovering typically around 17 degrees. UV levels are expected to be low throughout the week. The sunrise and sunset times are 7:04 a.m. for the sunrise and 18:54 p.m. for the sunset. For Friday 23rd of September, we have light rain showers and light winds with maximum temperature of 16 degrees. Moving on to Saturday 24th and Sunday 25th of September, we have light cloud and a gentle breeze with a maximum temperature of 17 degrees. On Monday 26th of September, it's light rain showers and a gentle breeze with a maximum temperature of 17 degrees. For Tuesday 27th of September, we have light rain and a gentle breeze with a maximum temperature of 16 degrees. And for Wednesday 28th and Thursday 29th of September, it's light cloud and a gentle breeze with maximum temperature of 16 degrees. So, that's your forecast for the week. I hope you get to make the most of it. Coming up next on this edition, we have Sounds of Nature. The robin is one of the most familiar birds of the UK, regularly visiting gardens. Robins are also common in parks, scrub and woodland, making their presence known with a loud, territorial song. They sing from prominent perches right through the winter, when both males and females hold territories. Indeed, they are fiercely territorial, driving off intruders and even fighting. During the breeding season, the female is allowed into the male's territory, where she sets up a nest of dead leaves, moss, and hair. Nests often crop up in the oddest places, such as plant pots, old wellies, and shelves, but ivy and other shrubs are their natural choice. The robin really is unmistakable. This recording was made by Lawrence Shove and was made available by the British Library. Up next, we have an article all about the canals in our region and how they can help with mental well-being. Hundreds of miles of canals weave their way through our region's diverse communities. They provide a place to relax, get close to nature, enjoy leisure activities, and soak up our nation's history. This vast range of opportunities is available right on our doorstep, and each canal has its own heritage and characteristics. Now a new study suggests that visiting a canal or river when you're feeling down could be just the pick-me-up you need. According to latest research, the combination of blue and green space with wildlife has a greater impact on well-being than spending time in an environment with only green space. In the Midlands and surrounding areas, we have a rich variety of canals winding their way through cities, towns, villages, an open countryside, offering something for everyone. Highlights of our region's canal network include the Staffordshire and Worcestershire Canal, which now forms part of two cruising rings and is said to be one of the prettiest ways to explore the two counties. At one end, it connects to the River Severn at the historic Stourport Basins in the Georgian town of Stourport. The southern reaches of the canal run close to the River Stour, which is an important wetland habitat. The canal near Kidderminster and Kinver has unusual sandstone cliffs. At its northern end, in Staffordshire, it runs through the wild pine woods and heathland of Cannock Chase. It then passes the grounds of the Grand Shugborough Estate before joining the Trent and Mersey Canal. The towpath of the Stourbridge Canal has been resurfaced and it is easy to walk the entire 5-mile length. One of the landmarks to see is the Red House Glass Cone, which stands beside the pretty Stourbridge 16th Lock Flight, offering a glimpse at the town's glassmaking heritage. The terminus of the Stourbridge Arm is now home to moorings and the bonded warehouse. Meanwhile, the Dudley No. 2 Canal offers an insight into the area's industrial past, connecting the Dudley No. 1 Canal at one end and at the other end at Horns Basin near Hales Owen. There is still a trace of a derelict section of the line known as La Pal Canal, which volunteers of the La Pal Canal Trust are working hard to restore to its former glory. The Bumblehole Arm of the Dudley No. 2 Canal leads to Bumblehole Nature Reserve, a tranquil haven with grassland, ponds, wildflowers and birds. Nicknamed the Curly Whirly due to its twisting course, the Whirly and Essington Canal runs past a number of nature reserves and wildlife hotspots, including Pelsall Common and Roughwood Nature Reserve. It was constructed entirely on the level, making for easy lock-free boating away from the crowds in central Birmingham canal navigations. The Shropshire Union Canal is described as a charmingly rural, isolated waterway for much of its length. It runs from Offaly Junction near Wolverhampton on the Staffordshire and Worcestershire Canal to the Manchester Ship Canal at Ellesmere Port. There will be a floating market on the towpath of the Market Drayton stretch of the canal, with crafts, tasty food including wood-fired pizzas and face painting as a part of the town's Ginger and Spice Festival on September 24th. Drawing visitors far and wide is the Llangollen Canal, which crosses the border between England and Wales. The majestic Pontcysyllta Aqueduct, the tallest navigable aqueduct in Britain, which carries the canal over the River Dee, is a masterpiece of engineering and will be familiar to many who regularly visit the area. These are just a few of the waterways we have access to in this region, and the new first-of-its-kind study has suggested positive associations between visits to canals and rivers and mental well-being. Researchers use the phone app Urban Mind to collect thousands of real-time responses about people's locations and mental well-being. It also found a positive experience with feeling of safety and social inclusion relative to all other types of environments, including indoors or outside in an urban environment or near spaces without water. Andrea McKelly, Professor of Early Intervention and Mental Health at King's College London, said, "Canals and rivers contain not only water, but also an abundance of trees and plants, which means their capacity to improve mental well-being is likely to be due to multiple benefits associated with both green and blue spaces. Canals and rivers also provide homes to a range of wildlife, and we know from research that there is a positive association between encountering wildlife and mental well-being. Taken collectively, these findings provide an evidence base for what we thought about water and well-being, and support the proposal that visits to canals and rivers could become part of social prescribing schemes, playing a role in supporting mental health. Researchers found time spent near canals and rivers was associated with a greater improvement in mental well-being. The relationship was still present when factors like age, gender, education, and diagnosis of a mental health condition were accounted for. The improvements continued for up to 24 hours after a visit, according to the study, which was carried out by King's College London, Nomad Projects and JNL Gibbons in partnership with the Canal and River Trust and is published in the PLOS One journal. Dr. Amir Khan, Canal and River Trust Ambassador, said, "As a GP and nature lover, it is great to see that the scientific studies have confirmed what many of us have intuitively known already. The spending time by water and canals in particular is good for your well-being." He added that around 9 million people live within 1 kilometre of a waterway owned and managed by the Trust in England and Wales, and urged people to find a happier place by the water. Rounding up this week's magazine edition of the Black Country Talking News, we have an audio description of Bruegel's famous work, Landscape with the Fall of Icarus.
TNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, I'm Nikki, and here's my recording of the audio description of Bruegel's Landscape with the Fall of Icarus by Lynn Gibson, MA. The painting, attributed to Peter Bruegel the Elder, was painted around 1560 and hangs in the Museum of Fine Arts in Belgium. It is an intriguing piece that has captured the attention of famous poets like W.H. Auden in his 1940 poem Musée des Beaux-Arts. The story of Daedalus and his son who flew too close to the sun
was a popular topic at the time the painting was created, and the Netherlandish audience loved proverbs. Lynn, who has extensive experience of lecturing in the history of art, explains that Bruegel used physical blindness as a metaphor for spiritual blindness. The Greek myth of the fall of Icarus being a warning tale of the dangers of hubris or self-importance. But we will let you, the listener, decide for yourself. It is a beautiful sunny day. We are walking down a steep hillside that wraps around a sweeping bay, stretching out to a distant horizon. Just below us, a ploughman whips on his lumbering brown horse. He watches the neat curved furrows slicing into rich soil. His clothing is rather splendid, a tomato red full-sleeve shirt worn under a pleated grey tunic. To our right, near the shore, a shepherd leans on his staff, gazing dreamily up inland, past the treetops. A loyal dog sits close by his side. The flock of white and black sheep graze contentedly around them. Further right, a magnificent sailing ship navigates the narrow passage from a river into the bay. Crewmen swarm up the rigging, white sails billow in a stiff breeze. In the foreground, on the rocks, an angler casts his line. He is observed by a partridge, perched on an overhanging branch. On the left arm of the bay, in the far distance, a port city huddles at the foot of craggy peaks. Terracotta roof tiles glint in the golden glow of a setting sun. Seabirds wheel in the air above. Tiny ships and rocky islets dot the blue water. And across the wide expanse, towards the open sea, silvery shapes of another city dissolve into misty mountains. Then, above the shouts of the sailors, fluttering of the masthead pennants, bleating of the sheep and snorting of the draught horse, we hear a faint cry in the air. A bird, perhaps. Then a splash. A pair of flailing legs are disappearing into the waves. The nearby angler concentrates on hook and line. Crewmen of the passing ship unfurl their white sails. The shepherd gazes in the opposite direction. The ploughman plods on. One of the sheep pauses from grazing and lifts its head. Does it wonder why a boy has fallen from the sky? Why a boy might have attempted to rival the birds in flight? And we might wonder if perhaps people can be so absorbed in the minutiae of their lives, they are oblivious to the tragedies and wonders of the world.
TNF Soundings.
So that's it for another edition of the Black Country Talking News. A reminder to our CD listeners who have received CDs in padded envelopes that you don't need to send anything back to us. If you have a sight loss tip or someone you would like to wish a happy birthday to, just say hello to. Maybe even a poem or talking book you would like reviewed, then please get in touch with us at the Beacon Centre. Call 01902 880111. Email bctn@beaconvision.org or write to us at the Black Country Talking News, Beacon, Wolverhampton Road East, Wolverhampton, WV4 6AZ. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for listening, and thank you to all our supporters, donators and volunteers who without their support would be unable to run this free service. Please note the information and views expressed in this recording does not necessarily represent the views of Beacon or Talking News and were accurate at the time of recording. Mentions of goods and services does not imply endorsement, and whilst every care is taken to supply accurate information, Beacon and Talking News do not undertake liability for any errors. So it's goodbye from all of us, stay safe, have a good week, and we look forward to bringing you next week's edition of the Black Country Talking News. Ta-ra!